So if you're a regular listener of the show, you know that I've been recently focusing on my fitness goals, and I've kind of fallen off with some stressful things going on in my life, and I've had a move recently and all that kind of stuff, but I'm trying to get back on track, and I'm going to help you out by helping myself out too, by giving you a few reminders. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, if you're always going to the grocery store with good intentions, but you end up walking out with a cart full of junk food, well then listen up. Here are a few tips on how to avoid buying junk food at the grocery store, and I'm going to listen closely too. First of all, this is important. Have a list. I always try to have a list when I go to the grocery store. If you go in with a game plan, helps keep you focused. You're less likely to be tempted than if you just aimlessly browse the aisles. That's always dangerous. Also, stay in the outer aisles. You may have heard this before. Make a ring around the store. That's where your meats, your fruits, your vegetables, the health foods, all that stuff usually is located on the perimeter of the supermarket. All the chips and the sodas and the candies and processed junk are in the middle aisles. So, stay on that ring and you should be okay. Also, don't go whenever you're hungry. You're more likely to buy unhealthy food when you shop on an empty stomach. Also, you get home, you eat that stuff right away, and you'll eat all your groceries. I know I've been guilty of that in the past. And lastly, shop at your local farmer's market. There's going to be much less temptation for junk food there. Also, farmer's markets are great because they have incredibly fresh produce that's usually high quality and tasty. It's fantastic. Plus, you're shopping local, which is always a good idea. So there's a few tips to help you be a little healthier. I'm going to take stock in that as well. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is your Bit of Info.